ओम शांति। चैप्टर 8, प्रॉब्लम्स एक्सपीरियंस्ड एट अमृत वेला एंड देयर सॉल्यूशंस। पॉइंट नंबर 8.1, हेडिंग इज नॉट एक्सपीरियंसिंग द बॉडीलेस एंड द पावरफुल स्टेज। पॉइंट नंबर 8.1.1, हेडिंग इज remove the grossness of the intellect and do spiritual drill. Point number 8.1.1.1a. Detail. Today at Amrit Vela, Bap Dada was watching the drill of the children. What did he see? When the whistle of the time was blown, the children practiced this drill. Many children were arriving one after the other. There were three categories of children. First, children who were sitting just letting the time pass by. Second, children who were sitting because they were following the code of conduct. Third, children who were fulfilling the bond of love. Each child was different. There were very few children who were trying to take their intellect beyond. Very few were trying to be with Baba and were aiming to become like Baba. The children who want to do the spiritual drill were not able to do the same. Nowadays, in order to practice a physical exercise or a physical drill, one should be light in weight. If someone is fat, then there will be an extra burden. In the same way, when this spiritual drill is practiced, there are various kinds of burden on the soul. That is, there is grossness in the intellect. Just as the body can become overweight, so too, extra weight can come onto the soul in different ways. If you were to use a Leica camera to take a photograph of the different poses that the soul adopts, and if you were to then look at these photographs in a gallery, you would laugh. Some children were trying to take up their position, but because there was extra weight on the soul, they were unable to be successful. Instead of going up, they would come down again and again. Instead of experiencing the seed stage, they were experiencing the expansion of the tree, that is, they were entangled in the tree of a variety of thoughts. This was the pose of the children with a gross intellect. The purpose of sitting in meditation is to have a sweet spiritual conversation, but instead of this, they open a whole file of complaints about the self or about others. The aim is to experience climbing up, but instead, they show Baba the art of giving many excuses. The purpose of coming in front of Bap Dada is to remove their burden, but instead of doing this, they continue to increase their burden. They do not follow Srimad. They are disobedient. And so, their burden increases. There were many scenes like this. Point number 8.1.b. Detail. The scene of those who were sitting simply because they were following a discipline was also very entertaining. Do you know what that scene was? Instead of singing Baba's praise and instead of experiencing all the powers from Baba, these souls were attached to the intoxication and attainment of sleep. They were waiting for the time to finish. Their love for sleep is greater than their love for the Father. It is because there is extra weight on the soul. Just as nowadays, doctors always advise people to reduce their weight and become light, so too, the Brahmin souls who are carrying this extra weight, that is, those who have gross intellect, should now remove their burden and acquire an intellect that is subtle. Point number 8.1.C. Detail. The most effective method to reduce weight is a controlled diet and exercise. Here also, you should exercise your intellect again and again to become bodiless. You should give your intellect the food of controlled thoughts. When it is the time to have the food of thoughts, you should only have those thoughts that are necessary. You should not take the food of extra thoughts. You should take precautions so that you do not eat the food of waste thoughts. Self-control is needed for this. Without self-control, you will not be able to take effective precautions. Self-control means to be able to fix your intellect wherever you wish, whenever you wish. Only then your intellect will become subtle. This is called greatness. Just as lightness and slimness are characteristics of the body, so too, a subtle intellect, that is, the lightness of the soul, is the characteristic of Brahman life. So, you should remove the various kinds of weight that are on the soul, and having the aim of removing the burden, make yourself an angel, that is, making yourself very light. Point number 8.1.2. Heading is Give aim to yourself, sit in open air. Detail. There is weakness in the pilgrimage of remembrance. That is, why there is not so much realization. There is not so much experience at Amrit Vela. Therefore, just as in Sakar days, when you used to go for walks in the fresh air and you were given the aim and experiences of yoga, in the same way, the teachers who are instruments for the Kumaris should also take them out for half an hour for a walk in solitude. In the beginning, you used to go and sit separately. Some would go to the shore of the ocean. Some would go and sit in one place and some in another place. Let them practice this. Point number 8.1.3. Heading is After recognizing the subtle sin, finish them. Detail. Nowadays, the majority who call themselves Maharathi put forward this complaint or ask the question in their heart-to-heart conversation at Amrit Vela. Why am I not able to experience the powerful stage that I should? Why does this stage only remain for a short time? The reason for this matter, which doesn't allow you to become equal to the Father, is subtle sin. Action performed under the influence of the five vices are said to be sinful actions or sin. They are a gross form of sin. In the same way, the five elements also attract the deep and subtle effort makers, the Maharathis, towards themselves and become instrument in making them commit sins. It is easy to understand and conquer the five vices, but to remain beyond the attraction of the five elements takes a special effort for the Maharathis. Only when you know these 10 things and attain victory over them, will then be able to celebrate the true Dasehra. Burning of 10-headed Ravan. The 10th day of victory, Vijayadashmi, is a memorial of this stage. Point number 8.2. Heading is The problem of sleepiness and laziness. Point number 8.2.1. Heading is Check your stage at Amrit Vela. Point number 8.2.1.A. Detail. Is Amrit Vela always powerful? If Amrit Vela is powerful, then the whole day will also be powerful. If Amrit Vela is weak, then the whole day will be weak. Do you sit in meditation at Amrit Vela simply because you are following the discipline? In fact, this is the time for receiving the blessings. Do you always remember the importance of Amrit Vela? Does sleep overcome at that time? Do you become drowsy and nod off? Sometimes the stage of sleep is mistaken for the stage of peace, and when someone is asked, "How were you sitting?" they reply, "Very peacefully." So check this. Does Maya ever come between you and the powerful stage? If the soul is powerful, the Maya becomes weak. So check, do I know the importance of Amrit Vela? Point number 8.2.1.B. Detail. If action is not accurate or not constantly according to the timetable created for Brahman life, then because of that difference, there will be a difference in the way that you are worshipped. For instance, if someone is not disciplined in waking up at Amrit Vela, then their worship too, their worshippers too, will also fluctuate in worshipping them. That is, the worshippers will also not wake up at the right time in the right way. If you do not experience Amrit Vela in an awake stage, sometimes out of compulsion or sometimes laziness, then the worshippers will also worship with laziness or out of compulsion. They will not follow the discipline. In the same way, every action of the timetable affects becoming worthy of worship. Not to move along in the right way, to fluctuate in any part of the timetable, is also counted as a trace of impurity. Point number 8.2.1.C. Detail. Everyone's vision is on you stars of the world, you lights of the world. Everyone is waiting. Waiting for what? On the path of bhakti, in referring to a thought, they have said that transformation took place when Shankar opened his third eye. However, this phrase belongs to you lights of the world who belong to the clan of Shiva. When your eyes for the world reach your perfect stage, when you open your eye of perfection, transformation will take place in a second. So, lights of the world, when will you open your eye of perfection? Your eye has already opened, but even now and again, the dust of Maya enters it and continues to make it flicker.
You can imagine it, what condition your eyes would be
if any dust were to enter them. You wouldn't be able to give stable drishti to anyone. The whole world is waiting for you eyes, for the world to give them 1 second's drishti.
Then the drishti of their specially loved deities will fall on them. Then they will be given just a glance so that they can go beyond. If those who should be taking others beyond with their glance are constantly rubbing their eyes, how would they be able to take others beyond? There is a long queue of those who want to be taken beyond with a glance. This is why your eye of perfection should always remain open. Bap Dada watches the wonderful scenes of the lights for the world and sees how the lights for the world cannot even keep their eyes open steadily. Whilst you take others beyond with your glance, some of you even nod off slightly. How could those who are nodding off take others beyond with their glance? Nodding off is as your mind is choking. Your devotees are looking at you and your images. The one who should be granting them visions are nodding off. So, in what condition would your devotees be? Therefore, only when you stop rubbing your eyes and nodding off, will you be able to become an image that grants visions. Point number 8.2.1.D. Detail. Bap Dada look at you lights for the world at Amrit Vela to check whether you were flickering or sitting steadily. He saw many different forms and poses. All of you know them. So what else could he say about them? The past is past. From now, understand how important you are and how important your task is, and constantly remain ignited. You can transform the whole world within a second through your own transformation. Practice becoming a karma yogi at one moment and experience your karmatit stage the next. People outside give the examples of how a tortoise, your creation, is able to withdraw all its physical organs within a second. Even your creation has the power to pack up. On the basis of your power to pack up, are you master creators able to merge all thoughts and in 1 second stabilize yourself in one unified thought? Point number 8.2.2. Heading is Having Enthusiasm for Amrit Vela Meditation. Detail: to renounce sleep means that you yourself become gold. Bap Dada was smiling as he saw the double foreigner children awaken in the early morning hours and get themselves ready. In the past, you used to rise with great comfort, and how are you awakening now? Do you feel sleepy now? Have you renounced sleep? Before the renunciation, you first saw the fortune. After having experienced the alaukik, unique spiritual experiences at Amrit Vela, how does sleep then seem? Does it seem difficult to renounce your sleep, or are you happy to do this? So, pay proper attention for waking up at Amrit Vela. The atmosphere at that time is very good. This alaukik experience of Amrit Vela will drive away all tiredness. Point number 8.2.3. Heading is Don't forget your disciplines. Detail: if you do not feel like reading the Murli or you do not like to sit in remembrance, even then keep listening Murli and practicing yoga. Everything will be fine because Maya does the trial. Maya always tries to come near you, and she will take the chance. If you go a little far away from the study or yoga, therefore, never move away, never leave the disciplines. The study, the Amrit Vela, and the service, whatever timetable has been created, even your mind cannot focus on it. Sometimes, do not miss anything of the timetable. In India, it is said, who follows the code of conduct takes the benefit from every direction and the law of Father. So, continue to follow every discipline, which never miss them. Look, your devotees are still following your rules. If they do not feel like going to the temple, even then they will definitely go there. From whom did they learn to do so? You taught them, did you not? You should always realize that we are the ones who made these rules. Have you made those rules or were already there? Are you the lawmakers or not? You yourselves are the lawmakers. To wake up at Amrit Vela, it is accepted by your mind that you are following only because this is the rule. Your mind accepts all the disciplines, isn't it? So, the thing which is accepted by the mind is made by the mind itself. You are not following the rules out of compulsion that you have to do it. You obey the rules because your mind likes it, does it not? Because the work which is done happily does not seem to be the bondage. Here the Father has given the knowledge of the beginning, middle, and the end of the cycle. So whatever you do, You do with the knowledge of the whole cycle, and you do everything with the same happiness. Point number 8.2.4. Heading is Bring Variety in Meditation to Remove Laziness. Detail: when you sit for yoga, you should go on a tour. Sometimes go to the soul world, sometimes to Madhuban, and sometimes to the subtle regions. You can churn points for service. There should not be the stage of mere silence, but you should go on tour. If there is laziness, then walk around so that you become fresh. Point number 8.2.5. Heading is Gaining New Experiences Every Day. Point number 8.2.5.A. Detail: just as you experience the depth of each point of knowledge, in the same way, you should go into depth of experience of each virtue. The more you go into depths, the more you will find that each day you are gaining a new experience. Every day you experience that I, the soul, am the embodiment of peace. However, this should be experienced with newness. It will be possible for you to have new experiences when you are in solitude. To be in solitude means there should be the awareness of going with one and going into depth of one. Point number 8.2.5.B. Detail: you yourself become the instrument to experience newness and also give this experience of newness to others. Then there will be great interest to get up at Amrit Vela. Otherwise, you will sometimes find that there is laziness. Whenever new things are being received, there is never any laziness. However, if you are listening to the same thing every day, then laziness will come. The double foreigners like variety. When there is picnic, both salty and sweet food is needed. In the same way, when you sit for meditation, you should understand that we are going for picnic. As you hear the word picnic, you become very active and laziness runs away. Otherwise too, you like outings and picnics. So now let us go to the supreme abode. Sometimes you can go to Paramdham, sometimes to paradise. Sometimes you can go to Madhuban, sometimes the London Center, and at other times you can reach Australia. In this way, variety will create interest. Point number 8.2.5.C. Detail: at Amrit Vela, have a variety of experiences by taking a powerful stage. So set out to experience the knowledgeable stage. Sometimes become the embodiment of the experience of love. By maintaining a variety of different stages of experience, firstly, your experience will increase, and secondly, because there is something new in the experience each day, there will never be laziness or tiredness in remembrance. So, you could have a variety of experiences. Sometimes experience the karma teeth stage, sometimes the form of the angel, and sometimes of sweet conversation. There should be variety of experiences. Sometimes you can become the server. Sometimes you can become the server and circle around in your subtle form. Continue to increase your experiences. Awareness that we are the ones who eat the sweet of happiness and feed others too. Because as much as happiness we give, it will go on increasing. So know that everybody likes the happy face. But on the other hand, if somebody has a frightened face due to sorrow or unrest, nobody will feel good. So when you do not like other face in such condition, then you should not even like yours. So always keep on serving with the face of happiness. Point number 8.2.6. Heading is Make the Remembrance Entertaining. Detail: Knowledge is entertaining, and entertaining experiences will automatically chase away laziness. Some say, normally, sleep wouldn't come. When I sit in yoga, I feel sleepy. Why does this happen? It is not that you are tired, but that you do not set your intellect on its seat in an entertaining and natural way. So, don't just set it in one way, but set it in various ways. If the same thing is used in a variety of ways, by being transformed, your heart is happy. No matter how delicious something may be, if you keep eating the same thing again and again, or if you keep looking at the same thing again and again, what would happen? Similarly, be the seed form, but sometimes also experience the form of lighthouse, sometimes the mite house, sometimes be the seed on top of the tree. Sometimes stand on top of the world cycle and give power to everyone. Experience the different titles that you have received in different ways each day. Sometimes experience the form, I am the jewel of Baba's eyes, immersed in Baba's eyes. Sometimes be the jewel on the forehead. Sometimes be seated on the heart throne. Experience the different forms. Let there be variety and you will be entertained. Bab Dada gives you a variety of titles every day in the Murli. Why does he do this? So that you can sit yourself on those seats. Just simply check this from time to time. Point number 8.2.7. Heading is Churn the Point of Happiness. Detail: Every day at Amrit Vela, do you eat the sweet of happiness? Those who eat Amrit Vela, the sweet of happiness every day, they remain happy throughout the day, and others also become happy to see them. It is such a dose that any situation may come, but this dose of happiness makes the situation small, making the mountain cotton wool. There is so much strength in this dose. As according to the body, if the person who is healthy or powerful will pass through every situation smoothly, and the one who is weak will be frightened even in small things. The situation becomes bigger in front of the weak, and the situation in front of the powerful become a cotton wool. So, to eat every day the sweet of happiness means to remain always happy. How less are the days in this alaukik happiness? There is also a difference between divine happiness and the happiness of the Brahmins. This godly happiness of Brahma's life and the experience of super sensuous joy will not be there even in the divine life. So celebrate this happiness as much as you want. Think every day. Today is a day to celebrate happiness. The flying stage is right now. After that, as much as you receive will be consumed accordingly. So always keep this in the mind. Point number 8.2.8. Heading is Recognize the importance of attainments, take full advantage, and imbibe the jewels of knowledge. Point number 8.2.8.8. Detail: Today, the holy gatherings of swan, that is gathering of spiritual swans, was being seen all around. The holy swans always imbibe the jewels of knowledge, and they inspire others to do the same. The food for swans will always be valuable pearls, and in the same way, the food for the holy swans will be the jewel of knowledge. You begin to imbibe these jewels from the time of Amrit Vela, when there is spiritual meeting and you have a heart-to-heart conversation with Bab Dada. You also imbibe the powers. Then, throughout the rest of the day, with the power that comes by churning the jewels you have received, you are able to imbibe the powers in your life in a practical form, and you are also able to inspire others to do the same. During Amrit Vela, there is the power to experience the meeting, the power to accept and to imbibe, and the power to catch the pure thoughts of a special inspiration from Bab Dada each day. These powers are most essential. During Amrit Vela, each one imbibes and becomes the image of inculcation by the power of inculcation. Point number 8.2.8.B. Detail. Some children take advantage of this golden opportunity, but even though such a golden chance is available, there are some children who step aside and simply watch as others take the chance. Why do they do this, since they also want to take advantage of the company that has been given? What is the obstacle that interferes? Do you know, Maya is also very clever, and especially at that time, she comes to draw your attention away from Baba. In particular, Maya uses the games of many excuses to tempt you. Just as juggler will use his juggling tricks to attempt people's attention, so too, Maya sways the children with numerous forms of carelessness and laziness, and with excuses in the form of wasteful thoughts. It is through this is that the golden opportunity is lost. Then, because the chance has not been taken at the time of easy attainments, because there has been this slight separation, this then means that the foundation for the entire day is weak, and no matter how much effort the soul may take for the rest of the day, there will be very little return and a great deal of labor. So, the reason for this is that the beginning of the day, the foundation for the day, has been weak. Then, because of this lack of attainments, two different stages are experienced. Firstly, whilst going along the path, there is experience of tiredness. Secondly, whilst going along, the heart loses hope. What are the thoughts that they then arise? I am not sure if it is possible for me to reach the destination or not. I do not know whether the final moment is close by or by whether it is still a long way off. When will there be revelation? When will we go to the world of Satyug? How much longer is the bondage of the household going to continue? Because the attainment of the present has been renounced, the vision of the soul is then drawn to the future. You should always keep in front of you a list of attainments of the present time. The thoughts of when will then finish, and you will be able to have an experience of the present. Instead of the heart losing hope, the heart will become happy. So, do not step away from the present. Learn to recognize the juggling tricks of Maya. Maya makes you content with many excuses, and so that you are unable to sit and play with Baba. That is, you are unable to take up the easy method. Instead of taking what is available in the form of blessing, you begin to labor to have the same attainment. So, Recognize the value from the Amrit Vela, that is, the time for easy attainments. Take full benefit from this time. Point number 8.2.9. Heading is Practice surrendering your mind and then intellect to Baba. Detail: At Amrit Vela, there should simply be the one thought. Whatever I am, as I am yours. In order to go beyond the games of Maya, just come and sit down with Baba. That is all. The games of Maya are only a side scene, so do not stop for them. Come and sit down and let your mind and your intellect be surrendered to Baba. Are you not able to do this? The mind and intellect have been given to you by Baba. So, why should it be difficult for you to give these back to Him? What happens is that, at other times you say, this is yours, and then the other times you say, this is mine. And so come in the spinning of yours and mine. Point number 8.2.10. Heading is Key of All Treasures, Baba. Point number 8.2.10.A. Detail: The fortune maker never gives fortune number wise. You are not asked to stand in a queue to receive the fortune. The stores of fortune are so huge, and this fortune can be claimed whenever you like. You have the right. There is no lock on the store and there is no queue. At the time of Amrit Vela, the children come from this land and from abroad at the same time to make the fortune maker. There is the meeting with him, and at the same time there are achievements. The children do not have to ask for anything. Simply by coming to meet the highest father, fortune is received. There is the meeting between the father and the children, and at the same time, the children are also given something. Together with the meeting, fortune is also received. Even the important people in the world will never send anyone away empty-handed. The father is the bestower of fortune and the bestower of blessings. His stores are overflowing, so how can he send anyone away empty-handed? However, there are some children who simply receive fortune, whereas the fortune received by others is a hundredfold for some children. For some children, their fortune is 100,000-fold, whereas the fortune of others is infinite. Why is this? The giver is one, and the treasure of fortune are overflowing. This is also the time to receive blessings, and you are aware of all these things. To understand all this, you are not naive or ignorant. So why then is there such a difference? According to drama, drama also has the blessing. So you cannot say drama. Just see, the method is so simple. Baba is not asking you to work hard. He does not make you stumble. He does not ask you to spend any money. The method is of one word. What is this word? Do you know? This one word is the key of all treasures, or the key to an elevated fortune. This word is the key as well as the method. What is that? It is the word Baba. It is the key and the method. Does everyone have this key? Why then does each one differ in the fortune that they receive? Point number 8.2.10.B. Detail: Nowadays, valuable things are kept in a certain type of safe. There is a particular method to open such a safe. A double key is used and the key has to be turned twice. If you will not use both the keys, you cannot receive the treasures. You will have one key and the banker will have the other key. It is only by using both keys that such a safe can be opened. If you try to unlock the safe by using only the key in your possession, then the safe will not open. Both keys are required. In the same way, you have two keys, the key of remembrance of the self and the key of remembrance of the father. Some children, because of their intoxication, say, "I have come to know everything. I can do whatever I want. I can also make others do whatever I want. Baba has made me master." With this wrong intoxication, they forget about the relationship with the father and they begin to think that they themselves are everything. They want to open the treasure store using just the one key. They want to experience the treasure. But without the cooperation and the companionship of the father, the treasure cannot be received. The double key is needed. Point number 8.2.11. Heading is Recognize the role of Brahma Baba. The role of Brahma Baba. Point number 8.2.11.A. Detail. Some children want to open the treasure through only one father, that is, with the remembrance of only Shiv Baba. Due to that also, they remain deprived of attainments. They think, "We have a direct connection with the incorporeal. The corporeal father has also received the fortune through the incorporeal. This is why we will also receive the same through the incorporeal." Why is it necessary to remember the corporeal one? But this key becomes one that is broken, and souls using such a key are not able to be successful. It is amusing that they still call themselves BK and yet they keep a connection with only Shiv Baba. Why do you then not call yourself Shiv Kumar and Shiv Kumaris? Why do you call yourself BKs? Your very surname is Shiv Brahma Kumar and Kumaris, and so there is a relationship with both fathers. Shiv Baba also glorified himself. Shiv Baba also glorified himself through Brahma. Point number 8.2.11.B. Detail. In your memorial, there is a well-known saying that when Brahma distributed the fortune, where were you? Were you asleep or were you lost? This is why you should not use the wrong key. Use the double key. The double key means to remember the two fathers together and also to remember the self and the father. With this easy method, you can receive an unlimited fortune. So, now remove the excuses and you will become accomplished forever. Do you understand what you have to do? Point number 8.3. Heading is Waste Thoughts. Point number 8.3.1. Heading is Leave Begging, Complaining and Pleading. Point number 8.3.1.A. Detail. The spiritual conversation of Amritvela is very humorous. At that time, the children are in two forms. One form of the children are those who meet with full rights and do conversation with Baba, and the others are those who talk to Baba in the form of distress and complaining souls. Point number 8.3.1.b. Detail. Check within yourself the power to pack up and the power to face. Are you accomplished in both these powers? The power to pack up needs to be practiced for a long time in order to bring it into action. Do not begin to pack up at the last moment, or the time will have passed by whilst you are still packing. By now, the work of packing up should be complete. Then with one power and one faith, you will be able to fulfill the promises to Baba of to eat only with you, to speak only with you, to listen only to you. It should not be the case that you speak to Baba and you listen to him for 8 hours, and then for the rest of the time you speak to and listen to souls. The promise to Baba is an eternal promise. You must not be disobedient in fulfilling this. Do not become a lawyer and use in front of Baba the points that Baba himself has given you. At Amrit Vela, some children come as lawyers. In the golden age, there will be no pleading. So instead of being a lawyer, become a judge. You should be a judge for yourself, not for others. Throughout the whole day, Amrit Vela are the only time for Bab Dada to be amused seeing the wonderful games of the children. At this time, it is worthwhile to take a photograph of the poses and positions of the children. Only for one day, become an observer and look, then you will laugh very much. Some children come as warriors and they use on Baba the weapons that Baba himself has given you. You yourself said that the knowledge says this. Baba smiles and he continues to see the play. Now, instead of being a warrior, you should become the ones who are victorious. Point number 8.3.2. Heading is the method to overcome the wasteful thoughts. Point number 8.3.2.a. Detail. Today at Amrit Vela, Bab Dada went for a round. What did he see? The children had reached Madhuban, the land of blessings. They were so intoxicated that they had forgotten everything about this world. Each one has the enthusiasm that they would receive blessings. The majority of children were present with their bodies at their own places, yet their love, they were traveling to Madhuban with their minds. In their subtle form, these yogyukt children, children saturated in yoga, were experienced themselves to be in Madhuban. From all sides, there was the feeling that each child was a chatrak, that each one was drinking the special rain of the knowledge that comes from the Father. Point number 8.3.2.b. Detail. What did Baba see in the chart of remembrance? There was the game of position and opposition. Each one was trying to stabilize themselves in their position, and yet Maya was creating opposition and was trying to prevent them from reaching their stable stage. What was the reason for this? There were several reasons. Firstly, there was lack of attention during the chant of the whole day. The soul was not storing the treasure of pure thoughts, and most of the time was spent having waste thoughts. Secondly, there was less power of churning. The soul was making small matters seem to be very big, and was then having to waste time in removing these things. Thirdly, from time to time, yuktis are given to overcome difficult circumstances. The soul listens to these, but when Maya comes, the soul becomes so afraid that the yuktis are forgotten. Fourthly, even though the soul realizes that it should no longer keep its old nature and sanskars, yet again and again it still becomes influenced by these. The old sanskars deceive the soul. The soul calls itself the creator, and yet it is still influenced by its own sanskars. The soul is not able to remember again and again its original internal sanskar, and this is the reason why there is not the power to remove the old nature and sanskars. In this way, on all sides, these four kinds of warriors were seen. When you hear yourself called a warrior, you laugh. Bap Dada has mercy and benevolence on seeing the children playing such games. Point number 8.3.2.C. Detail. Up until now, the majority of children complain of waste thoughts. Due to waste thoughts, their mind and their bodies both become weak. What is the reason for these waste thoughts? Bap Dada has already explained that the children do not know how to set their chart. At Amrit Vela, set the daily timetable for the mind and body. Just as you plan the day's activity, so too, in the same way, when you perform any activity, you should also set your state of mind. The time of Amrit Vela is set aside for remembrance. It is at this time that you can receive cooperation in the form of a Sattu Pradhan, complete pure intellect. This is also the time when the mind is most powerful. Powerful means the seed stage, a stage that is equal to the father. Just as the time, if Amrit Vela is elevated, so too, the stage should also be elevated. An ordinary stage can be experienced even whilst doing ordinary work, but this period is a special time to receive blessings. If this time is not used accurately, then remembrance throughout the whole day will be affected. So, the first step towards overcoming waste thoughts should be set a powerful stage at Amrit Vela. Point number 8.3.2.D. Detail. The second reason for waste thought is that when you listen to the deep points of knowledge, you enjoy listening, but you do not listen in the consciousness of being the embodiment of each point. You already listen as a knowledgeable soul, but you should now listen as an experienced soul, and you should become the embodiment of each point. To listen means to become embodiment, that is, to experience that particular point. Even though the children listen, yet they do not know how to become the embodiment of experience. Even though there is the feeling that this is a very deep point. Even though there is happiness and they say, we are receiving treasures, yet there should also be the practice to become the embodiment of that point. For example, if you have heard the point, I am a soul, I am incorporeal. But now, listen to this in the stage of being incorporeal. Become an experienced soul. As is the light, so should be your experience. When you hear the point of Paramdham, the supreme region, you should make yourself a resident of Paramdham. Similarly, when there are points about the golden age, you should stabilize yourself in that stage. You should experience that stage and then listen. This is called listening and merging. To merge means to become embodiment. If you listen to the Murli in this consciousness, then you will be able to store the treasure of pure thoughts, and by remembering and revising the points of experience again and again, your intellect will remain busy and you will be able to make yourself free from waste thoughts. If you do not listen with experience, then you will not be able to make the treasures of the Father your own treasures. Thereby, you feel empty and you yourself give the place to waste thoughts. Om Shanti.